So I'm going to be talking about forgiveness. And when I start talking about forgiveness, people frequently start moaning and going into a state of guilt and feeling like they have a right to be angry. And it brings up a lot of feelings that we really would rather not look at. So, you know, we can avoid looking at it. We can postpone it, but we can't run from it. You know, eventually it's our job to become at peace, and we're never going to really find that peace inside until we forgive. And our soul wants us to be at peace, and it wants us to be free. So we've all heard that forgiveness is a process, but do you know how that's experienced in your life? You know, why do we find it so hard to forgive? You know, it is an uncomfortable feeling because a part of us really doesn't surrender to it. And then there's a part of us that wants to resist. You know, and this is really a battle between the mind and the heart. And when we resist the urgings of our heart and follow the lead of our mind, we really do trap ourselves into a very limited existence, you know, where the possibilities that we dream of that how our life could be just never materializes. And then we wonder why. So rather than struggling between resisting and forgiveness and getting caught in that loop of the egoic consciousness, let's just look at it from a different angle. So let's forget that it's about holding on to a grievance or wanting to be right, or holding on to feeling victimized and that we have a right to feel that way. Instead, I have a question for you. Do you want to feel free? Just imagine for a moment how your life would be different if you really felt free to be you. You know, free to voice how you feel, to really express who you are. You know, when you do that, you're really opening up the doors to embrace all the gifts that you've brought into this life. So just imagine how joyous your life would be like. So again, do you want to feel free? Okay, so what is forgiveness and freedom have to do with each other? Everything. Absolutely everything. You know, you really can't keep them apart. You know, without forgiveness, there is no freedom. You can only feel free when you're willing to release resentment and anger. You know, as long as you withhold forgiveness to another person, you're actually energetically attached to that person. You know, and energetically, that it's a heavy weight for you, and it's really a chain. And so that's not freedom. You can't be free when you're chained to another person. You can't be free when you're chained to not forgiving yourself. So forgiving oneself, I have found for most people, forgiving oneself is more difficult than forgiving someone else. You know, people say to me like, well, if I forgive myself, it's like, well, shouldn't I feel guilty if I did something I shouldn't have done? You know, it's like, am I going to be a sociopath if I just don't feel guilty about something that I've done? And I'll say, well, did you learn something from it? And if they say yes, then I say, well, then it's time to move on. Forgive yourself. So stop beating yourself up and let it go. So your soul is asking you to become more compassionate to yourself and to step out of your egoic self and into the fullness of your real self, your authentic self. The self that is limitless, and to really step into the beauty of who you are. You know, without forgiveness, we are tied to the past, and that's not being free. You know, being tied to the past is really living in a dead zone because there's no energy in a dead zone. The past has no life force of its own. So investing your energy into the past is investing your energy into a dead zone. And by revisiting the past, you're really draining the life force that you have that you could be using in the moment right now. So the source of your freedom comes from living in the now, not in the past, not in the future, right now. Okay, so I know some of you are thinking, maybe all of you are thinking, okay, I get it. I've already been tossing these ideas around, but I'm still kind of stuck here. It's really hard to forgive. So how do we walk through this door of forgiveness? You know, just how do we really forgive? You know, intellectually, we understand that forgiveness is healing. You know, we sense that toxic quality about it, that toxicity when we hold on to resentment. It just really feels really horrible. Okay, and so our body and our mind can feel its grip, you know, but we can't forgive with our mind. Our mind doesn't have the capacity to forgive, but our heart does. So we really have to see through the eyes of our soul and allow our love to become stronger than our hate or our resentment. You know, your capacity for love is truly stronger than any resentment or hate that you can feel. Now, I know life can be really challenging. You may have moments in your life like, oh, I don't know about that. You know, but the truth is your love is stronger. And anything else is an illusion. Anything else that you think about yourself is just simply not true. So our mind can't get us there, but our soul can. So forgiveness, again, is not of the mind. Forgiveness is of the soul. Now, experiencing compassion towards someone and yourself is what takes you through the door of forgiveness. And this can be a series of steps, or it can occur really in a flash, in a moment where it's instantaneous. You know, it's where you have this overwhelming understanding where there are no words. And it just engulfs you in a feeling of healing and forgiveness that's real. And again, know that everything happens in its own time. So don't beat yourself up if you're not ready to release that which is holding you in place in the moment. You know, it just means that you aren't ready. And sometimes we have to forgive just piece by piece. This afternoon during the forgiveness workshop, we're going to be stepping more fully into the soul and experiencing it on an experiential level so we can walk through the door of forgiveness. But I want to talk now about what it's like to forgive in a flash of light. And you may have already experienced that. Exactly like I said, we forgive piece by piece, because as we begin to more fully understand ourselves, that allows us to become more compassionate to ourselves. And when we do that, we just automatically express that compassion to other people. Now, forgiveness, as I just said, is a flash of light. It's instantaneous, and it feels like a wave of grace that just carries you into a space where there's no time and where your mind is left behind. You know, it's a merging of souls when you feel what another person feels. You know, when you merge with another individual and their soul, you can feel what they're experiencing. You can see that little child within them, that sense of isolation, feeling lost and feeling fear. And when you do that, you know, your soul just explodes into compassion. So when this happens, so if someone betrays you or does something that you're holding on to, this piece of like, ooh, you know, you just can't forgive them. If you can imagine them as a child, that hurt child, and see that within that person, you know that they're striking out because of fear. And it really has nothing to do with you. And when you see that, how can you not have compassion for that person? Okay, so when your mind does step out of the way with that, because now you're allowing your soul to take charge. So it's the soul that walks us through the door of forgiveness. So when you forgive yourself, you set yourself free, and you set the other person free also. I hear some people say, you know, just really holding on to the stuff and the other person doesn't know anything about it. Well, they may not know anything about it. on an energetic level, you are sending waves of resentment, and you're putting that out in the universe and out in the cosmos. So you can be an agent of healing by healing yourself, because then that's just evaporating. So you're now, instead of sending out waves of non-forgiveness and resentment, you're sending out waves of compassion and healing. Okay, so what I'd like to do right now is just take a moment and close your eyes and take a deep breath. And just relax yourself into knowing that you're safe and loved and supported in life. And just notice if you have any tension anywhere in your body, just let it go. And just know that there's light surrounding you, protecting you, healing you, loving you. Just be there within that. Be within the beauty of your own soul. And I want you to allow these words to be impressed upon your heart. Freedom is my birthright. I choose to be free. I am willing to be guided by my soul. Fear does not control me. Resentment finds no place within my soul. I'm willing to forgive and be free. I am releasing feelings of lingering resentment, and I embrace my capacity for love and forgiveness. I am free. And just stay in this place for a moment until you feel a lightness come over you. When you feel ready, to slowly bring your attention back into the room. Thank you all.